Now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Things on Fire. Each of my guests is discussing something that's on fire, either in the news or in our personal lives. My next guest has spent over 15 years in internet marketing. After starting one successful business and working for others, he founded his own website marketing company. He'll teach us how to market our business in 1 hour or less per day. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Matt Bailey is the founder and president of SiteLogic Marketing. Matt excels in combining his marketing background with programming know-how to help companies create comprehensive strategies that improve web presence and conversions. He has over 15 years in the web marketing industry, as I said before. Matt is an internet entrepreneur in the early 1990s, which led to his development in search engine optimization. After selling his first venture, he worked as a software engineer and then built the online marketing departments at two agencies. Matt founded SiteLogic way back in 2006. SiteLogic then quickly rose to be one of the top online marketing agencies in this country. Matt has consulted with hundreds of companies and agencies of various industries. The list goes on and on and on. Joining us from the Canton, Ohio area, how are you today, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. Loved your book simply because of the title, In 1 Hour or Less Per Day. We all get overwhelmed with the amount of time that we think it takes to keep up with our Twitter account, our Facebook account, our LinkedIn account, plus the website and so forth and so on. You've got a holistic approach. So how is your holistic approach to internet marketing different from other methods that are out there?
Well, really, it's a matter of knowing your audience. And really, I don't think enough people do that research to find out who am I trying to reach. And you'll find out they're just as much pressed for time as you are. And so you've got to find the right methods to reach those people, and you've got to have a great message that's going to attract them. And so the more time you spend just focusing on your own message and how you're going to meet the right people with the right message at the right time, everything just kind of falls into place at that point.
All right, but so many companies think that they have their right strategy. They know who their customer is. Many companies, and some of the ones that you've consulted with on your list, they've been in business for decades. You know, clearly they think they have an idea of who their customer is. So talk to us about defining who the customer is, who it is you're really trying to reach, because that is the crux, the crucible of what you're trying to get at.
You know, it is, and you made an interesting statement there, and I kind of want to back up a little bit on that. That even the companies that have been doing this for years have the same exact questions as entrepreneurs who are getting into the business right now. And that is, how much time do I spend on Twitter? How, you know, what am I going to get out of it? Do I really need to be on Facebook for 5 hours a day? And the thing is, those questions are so, everyone's got those. And it really, I love to say this, that nothing has really changed in the realm of marketing. All these things are just tactics, and you've got to know where your visitor is. It's where it all starts, in doing that research and finding out where do they spend their time. And also, let's say your market does spend a lot of time on Facebook, you got to know what they're spending their time on Facebook doing. And the majority of people on Facebook, when they like a brand, they don't expect to be marketed to by that brand. And so it's a lot of understanding the expectations people have when they approach Twitter or Facebook, and also the expectations they have when they search for information, because how they use different media will in large part depend on what kind of a qualified visitor they are once they get to your site.
All right. Now, that in your answer brings up some very interesting thought-provoking questions, Matt. First of all, how they use the various tools, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, that's one thing. But then you mentioned that they don't expect to be marketed to if they do like something on the internet. So how does a company strike that delicate balance between being informational, giving people what they want to know, and actually marketing to them so that they can generate some business and get a return on investment on all of this internet marketing that they're doing?
Right. And that's where you really have to look at each medium separately. And when I say each medium, this goes all the way back to, you know, what Marshall McLuhan said back in the 50s, that the medium is the message. And what that simply means is that people can receive the same message but in different mediums, and they will interpret it differently based on how they receive that message. Meaning is, and maybe sometimes we've heard the same television commercial played over the radio, and it's just not effective. And the main reason is it doesn't have the visual component. Well, the internet marketing is very similar, that when we're searching for something, we're on a quest to find an answer. And so we approach that process much more actively than if we were on Facebook, which is a much more, it's much more passive in the terms of seeking information. It's much more active in the terms of social interaction. So from a business standpoint, if you're building something for Facebook that's built for interaction and for social involvement, you're going to be much, you're going to attract a lot more attention. If you're approaching Facebook with the means of providing information or trying to recruit new customers, you're going to be less successful because Facebook is almost the ultimate social mechanism. And so it has to be something that's shareable, that's, that people just want to give a thumbs up to rather than diving into. And it's really your approach and what you expect out of it is going to determine if you're successful or not.
My guest is Matt Bailey, author of the book Internet Marketing in 1 Hour Per Day. And Matt, you brought up search, which is also an area of expertise for you. So let's talk about search engine optimization when people are actively looking for information. First of all, what is search engine optimization? How should it be used? And can SEO be done independently from all of the other forms of marketing that one does on the internet?
Sure. Well, search engine marketing or search engine optimization is really understanding the words that people use in their search and then using those same words on your website so that when people type that term into a search engine, your site comes back, you know, ideally on the first page of results. We find this, you know, I've been in the business now over 15 years and it's sometimes exasperating to walk into a business and see where they're selling something and they're calling it one thing, but their customers call it something else. And it's amazing to see that because on their website, they keep repeating this word, but their customers don't use that word.
Well, give us an example, Matt. What would be an example of that? That's intriguing.
Boy, I'm trying to think of one example was I went to a company that made landscaping equipment. And on all of their brochures, their website, everything, they called it a stump cutter. And everyone else called it a stump grinder. We even did the research on it. We looked to see how people search, and everyone searches for a stump grinder. And even in conversation, their customers, both their business-to-business customers as well as their consumer customers, all called it a stump grinder. But in all their marketing, they called it a stump cutter. And we had to ask them, why is it this way? And they said, well, we've always done it that way. And that's exactly how it happens, is you things get entrenched. We have our own language internally within businesses that we get comfortable using, but we forget that it's not the same word that searchers use or customers use. And so as a result, just those little subtle differences mean the difference between being on page one or page 100, because if you're not using the same term as the searcher uses, that's what the search engine is trying to match, is that exact search term to what someone's searching for. And
all right.
If you miss that word, you're gone.
You're toast. Well, now here's a factoid for you, Matt, and I know you're aware of this. My listeners may not be. Only 50% of people who are searching on Google or any search engine out there will see the seventh result on the search. In other words, it's very important to be in the top. What does it mean being the number one result when you type something into a search engine like Google or like Yahoo? How important is that for businesses?
You know, it's very important. And really what my best advice to people is you're really just striving for consistency. You want that visibility in the first page, and it's going to be natural that you go from, you know, maybe you're number three today, maybe tomorrow you're number two, maybe you're number five next week. There's always going to be movement. You're just striving for consistency is what you're doing. But in reality, I don't watch rankings from day to day. From day to day, I'm watching my sales or I'm my leads. That's what I'm watching because that's something that I can affect. That's something I can work with. Your rankings, you can only affect by, you know, getting people to link to your site, having good content, but ultimately it's in the control of the search engine. I can't control my rankings. What I can control is my website and making it better for the visitor.
All right. My guest is Matt Bailey, author of the book Internet Marketing in 1 Hour Per Day. So, Matt, help my listeners to build a marketing plan for search. I mean, it all begins with the keyword discovery process. So talk to us about that. How do we discover what the keywords are for any particular company or business?
Well, there's a I use a tool initially called keyworddiscovery.com. And it really, I type in a word such as investment. And it's going to show me all the words that people use, all the search terms that people use with the word investments in it. So it will show me market investments, real estate investments, all these search terms that have that word in it. So just imagine for your own business, you type in a core term that explains what you do, and then you can learn the other words that people associate it with it. One of the great things I do is especially with brand names, is type in the brand name and show them all the words that their consumer base associates with that brand name. And then they begin to learn attitudes that people have about the brand. They begin to learn how people associate it with different words or concepts. And so that's really what you're learning in that keyword research, is how do people use the words and what's the pattern that they use those words in. We did some work for an automotive company, and we found out that, you know, people, I would say about 80% of searchers always search on year, make, model, the part they want, and so that was able to help us from a content standpoint that whenever we talk about the part, we use the pattern year, make, model, part, and just consistently use that pattern because the majority of searchers search with that same pattern of putting together what they want.
All right. Now, that brings up a very interesting point, Matt, about the patterns and the order in which they happen. So it's not just knowing the keywords, but it's knowing the patterns. How does that impact your searchability, and how does that impact, more importantly, your sales, if you have just that right recipe for the order of words in a keyword search?
Well, and that's the key. I another piece of advice for people, I've got a lot of these little quips here, is I would rather rank for 1,000 terms and rank for 10 terms, because not everyone searches the same way. Everyone uses different nuances to the words, and so the broader you make the words that you're findable for, like I said, when we did year, make, model, and then the part, you know, you can add in all kinds of different variations to it, and the content on the page will help affect this, but your goal is to get thousands of words and phrases into the search rankings, not just 10 very general words. I want to get thousands of very specific phrases so that even when people are searching for that one-off weird part or idea, they'll find the site.
Whoa. And now, I'm going to hit the pause button on you, Matt, right here, because what you're talking about is having a lot of keywords and being very, very broad, and I like that, except that that definitely impacts my budget, because the more keywords that I'm for, that I search for, then obviously the more money I end up paying for these searches that go out there. So talk to me about, again, that delicate balance between having maybe 1,000 terms that I could be sought after and budgeting for those 1,000 terms.
Sure. Well, and in terms of budgeting, now there's two ways that you can market to the search engine. One is bidding on these terms, and you pay every time someone clicks. And the other side of it is the optimization side of it, where you work with the content of your site in order to rank for those words. And your investment is either you developing that content and optimizing the site or paying someone else to do it. The great thing is, once you have those rankings, you're getting as many visitors as you can, and you don't have to pay for them. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Now, there are a couple of different ways to approach this because, you know, let's say I want to optimize for the word cars. So the problem with that is it's too general. It doesn't say what kind of car. You know, I could be a car dealer. I could be a used car dealer. I could be selling car aftermarket parts.
You could be the Pixar movie Cars.
So it's a very broad term. and you're going to get a lot of visitors for it, but how many visitors are going to be qualified? And so that's sort of what we call the idea stage of the decision cycle. It's a very broad term. People type it in, but then after that, they realize that I need to refine my term. So that's then where they'll start bringing in brand names. They'll start bringing in features. They'll start bringing in regionality. And so now we're at the decision cycle, or at the they're trying to acquire more information to make that decision. And so they look at reviews. They look at comparisons. They look at all the different things that are there. And so there's a different set of words that people use when they're researching. And then there's a different set of words people use when they're ready to make a decision. And so you can learn which words are research words, which words are decision words, and you can build those types of words into your site. And so you can tell from the rankings where you're attracting different people. And we find that the decision words, typically about 4 or 5 word phrases, are also the ones that lead to the most sales and conversions.
Oh, that is great. My guest is Matthew Bailey. We're talking about his book, Internet Marketing in 1 Hour Per Day. Matt, what do you want people to take away from reading your book, Internet Marketing 1 Hour a Day?
Just what you said on the onset, it's a holistic process. You can't just do one thing and not understand how it fits into the overall process. And really, keyword research is the basis of everything you will do when you market online. The better you understand the customer, the words they use, the better it will make your optimization, the better it will make your social media, the better it will make any advertising buys that you do. You've got to understand really the basics. And that's what the book focuses on, is the basics that haven't changed in over a decade of online marketing. And the better you manage the basics, the easier it will be then to bring in those tactics like Facebook and Twitter, because you understand where they are in the process of marketing to your customers.
Matt, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
I would direct them to my website at sitelogic.com.
Sitelogic.
S-I-T-E, sitelogic.com.
Matt, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you very much.